Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 17th of September. Visit Britain has confirmed that they will shortly be embarking on overseas marketing campaigns to drive business into the country during 2022, including the experience-driven buzz-seeker audience. Rob Russell, CEO of the AC Group, complained that Visit Britain is completely out of touch with what people come to the UK for, and that common sense dictates that if you want to get back to the level of business you previously had, you don't try and do something new. You get back to doing what was working so well in 2019, which was a record year of visitors to the country. Mr. Russell said that the Tower of London and Britain's many castles and heritage sites are crying out for support and the return of international visitors. Surely Visit Britain should be promoting and focusing their efforts on this area of business rather than a niche market such as buzz seekers. 18 months after the global pandemic shut the live theatres in March 2020, New York's Broadway is now back with three powerhouse shows, The Lion King, Hamilton, and Wicked, but with some new safety protocols. New York Mayor Andrew Cuomo picked September 14 for when Broadway could begin welcoming back audiences at full capacity. Bruce Springsteen has been performing his Broadway concert show, but with a lower capacity than the big three. Ticket holders to all three mega hits must prove they are fully vaccinated with an FDA or WHO authorized vaccine, and masks must be worn at all times, except when eating or drinking in designated areas. Chilean tourism operators are disappointed with the measures announced by the government regarding a greater opening of borders for foreign tourists. Among the rules which become effective in October, first is the possibility that foreign visitors with the appropriate vaccine certificates can access Chile with a negative PCR besides other requirements. However, the rule, which triggered the most reactions from tourism operators, refers to foreign visitors having to comply with a 5-day quarantine upon arriving in Chile. The president of the Tourism Federation, Ricardo Magulis, argued that opening doors to foreign visitors and then have them comply with a 5-day quarantine, even with a valid vaccination certificate, is like keeping the doors closed. A PCR test before reaching Chile and an antigen test in the Santiago airport are reasonable measures, but with the quarantine compliance, it will be the second season running lost with all its economic and social consequences, Magulis said. This being Friday, here is the Not the Normal travel news. Tasting the local cuisine is normally an essential part of travelling, but here's a couple of dishes that may be best avoided. Casumatsu from Italy is the world's grossest cheese, as it literally translates as maggot cheese, because flies are encouraged to lay their larvae in it to ingest the fats in order to make the cheese soft and runny. Hakal is an Icelandic dish made of decomposed shark carcass. It was invented by the Vikings and involved burying the shark for up to 12 weeks. Hakal presents a full-on assault to the nostrils from a putrid smell so bold, tourists that dare to sample it are advised to hold their breath and try not to gag at the taste of one of the most rancid things on planet Earth. Could it get worse than that? Well, in Namibia, they do enjoy munching on warthog anus. To cook the warthog anus, you have to pull it with the last 1 foot intestine attached, squeeze the feces out, and then throw it into the open fire. Even I would poo-poo the idea of eating that one. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.